AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. All bodies have now been recovered following a Friday night explosion at a chocolate plant in eastern Pennsylvania. Officials say seven people died following the removal of two more bodies today. West Reading, Pennsylvania Mayor Samantha Kaag.
There will be three buildings condemned around the current site, which is just a precaution as we move into the investigation phase to figure out what caused this and how we can prevent anything from happening like this in the future.
For several hours today, Philadelphia officials warned locals that they may want to drink bottled water instead of water out of the tap. That's because of a nearby liquid latex spill. KYW-TV's Alicia Roberts says that officials now say testing has found no danger.
Officials have been testing new water coming into Baxter, which takes 24 to 48 hours to work through the system before it can be in anyone's tap. An official from the Philadelphia Water Department said they have not found any contamination.
A tornado touched down early this morning in Troup County, Georgia, near the Alabama border. This following ones in Mississippi and Alabama that killed at least 26 people. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in the hard-hit town of Rolling Fork.
People from neighboring communities that weren't affected, they're offering any sort of help. Do you need help hauling anything off? Do you need help looking for things? People are walking around. I saw one gentleman who had a bunch of work gloves, and he was going around to what's left of these homes and people who were there working and saying, hey, do you guys need some gloves to sift through things? They were gladly taking them.
Now to Seoul, South Korea, where reporter Alex Jensen says the North has fired two more short-range ballistic missiles into the sea.
North Korea's ongoing weapon tests are very much linked to what it sees as war preparations by the U.S. and South Korea, with an American aircraft carrier expected to soon be deployed here. The North's rhetoric in recent days and weeks suggests it will be keen to show it's not phased and that it can defend itself.
Back here, a Manhattan grand jury meets again in the morning in a case that could bring charges against former President Trump. He claimed he would be arrested last week. On NBC, his attorney, Joe Tacopina, says Trump did not make that up.
We've been in touch with the district attorney's office regarding potential logistics of an arraignment, if it gets to that point.
History is made at March Madness on CBS.
It's the biggest win in Hurricane Hoops history.
Fifth seed Miami beats second seed Texas 88-81 to head to the Final Four men's basketball tournament for the first time. It is Miami's first time in the Final Four in the school's whole history. The big game next weekend. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Yeah!
Rising into the sky, a jump from the pool. much joy.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. There's two songs from The Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call it Essential Last Crack. That was Energy Mine from the Burning Time CD. From Red Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, we heard Squeeze It. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's gone for the night, so it's just me. Coming up next week, Joel from 20 Minute Mission will join us here on Max Inc. Heavy. They just put out a new release recorded at Megatone Studios with the guitarist from Blast Crack, Paul Schluter. We'll play a track before the midnight hour from 20 Minute Mission. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, brewery with outdoor seating, and a live music offering as well. FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's North Side. Check them out online at ZippyLouMadison.com. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. These guys have a show coming up Friday, April 21st. With All Meridians, Thunder Goat, and Illusion of Fate. We're going to play some All Meridians here shortly and Illusion of Fate in the next half hour. Right now, it's Order of the Jackal and Immortal Witness. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down.
Meridians and Terminus on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Music on the way from 20 Minute Mission. We'll do some Bronze Scorpion and Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee. Right now, some classic rock from Madison from 1990 and their debut album, Gardens of Machinery. It's Rapscallion on Max Inc. Heavy.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Two final victims are found in a chocolate factory that exploded in West Reading, Pennsylvania. The death toll is now 7. Police chief there, Wayne Holbin.
The investigation into the cause of the building explosion is still ongoing, and we will continue to provide updates when the information becomes available.
Officials say the water is safe to drink in Philadelphia after a Friday chemical spill in the Delaware River. KYW's Madeline Wright says water was hard to find this weekend.
The shelves for bottled water at Walmart in South Philly, bare. Walmart eventually restocked, but customers had to stand on a long line that stretched across the store.
In Rolling Fork, Mississippi, people paused from cleanup today to pray for victims of weekend deadly tornadoes. The Reverend Mary Stewart of United Methodist Church there.
Gracious God, we thank you that you are here in our midst, and we're grateful, Lord, that you brought us through the storm.
The storm killed more than 24 people. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Irrelevant elements, removing a false promise and never. like from before. The self-made man forever gets written. You lost when you lost your roar. It's a fact that you choose to ignore. Just another frigid weekend outside and a death watch. You start a tailspin. I shoot my iron music. Just because it never entered into your mind doesn't mean it still couldn't be. Never was handsome without red hair. The sitting on your perch. Fueled by the sun with lingerie tons. We sit and watch you search as your constantly stops to learn. The Christian thing for you to do as you have told with your spine that never gets rolled out.
Johnny Cash Out, That's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy. 20-Minute Mission before that with their new song, Six Words. Bon Scorpion with Grievous Angel in there, too. Both of those bands are going to be at the Rigby Friday, March 31st with Time to Kill. And Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee with their song, As the Leaves Fall from King of the Serpents. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the rebroadcast on Sunday night and a brand new show next Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got music on the way from Vermilion. They're playing Sunday, tomorrow, at the Crucible, and Casket Robber just around the corner. They're playing March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Right now it's the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They had their CD release party on Thursday. Here's the title track from their new album, The Riff Element. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
What?
Inc. Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.